Yeah, there you go. Sounds like a plan. Yeah, I don't know. Take that out on some snowy ground out in the middle of nowhere and have some fun. Maybe it might be kind of exciting to drive high. But yeah, that's interesting. Hopefully you make it there and don't have any issues. And I got a problem with my Suburban. Just coming back from a camping trip here. Well, it's probably been a month and a half ago now. And I don't know exactly what originally happened, but I think somehow the exhaust valve for cylinder number 5 hung open. And eventually got burned enough that now even though I've readjusted it, I can't get it to seal up properly. So cylinder 5 is not really contributing anymore. So it's out of commission until I have a chance to do some major engine work. I'm driving my wife's Suburban, and that's working out fine, except I think she probably wants to drive it for the winter, so I need to get my old Suburban back on the road. Not that I don't have enough vehicles I could drive, but I don't really want my older vehicles to get any more rusty if I can help it, so oddly enough, my old cars are my good cars, and my new car is my winter beater, if that makes any sense. So, okay, well, I won't keep you, Drake. I'm going to get up and make myself some tea and see if I can finish up this program. So, but I'll be around. If you're watching the weather, if we have the weather net, I'll check in.